watching NBC4, the Tri-State News Channel. And now, Felicia Taylor, Rob Morrison, and John Marshall. This is News Channel 4, Weekend Today in New York.
It's not easy getting ahead these days with downsizing, mergers, and layoffs. Career advancement in a company is more difficult than ever.
Difficult, but not impossible. Rob Morrison recently talked to an expert who tells us how.
Getting Promoted is a book that offers strategies for advancing your career. It focuses on the realities of corporate life. Harry Chambers is the author. He's president of Trinity Solutions, an Atlanta-based consulting and training firm. Good morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, you talk about three pathways to promotion. What are the three pathways?
Rob, there are three factors or pathways that must be in existence before anyone can be promoted.
Uh-huh.
Number one, you have to have the abilities, the skills, and the willingness not only to do your current job, but the job that you're going to be promoted into. Secondly, the promotion decision makers and the people who influence those decisions must realize your skills, abilities, and weakness. In the book, I call those the four P's.
Mm-hmm.
People's positive promotable perceptions. Also, there must be a realistic opportunity within the organization to be promoted, because the bottom line is, if the job isn't there or there's no realistic possibility that it will be created, obviously you can't be promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the book, I offer a number of assessments that will help you to determine just how those three factors play.
Here's another P, politics. Can't really avoid it. Honestly, how much of a factor does office politics play?
Politics are huge, and we have to play it. And I think it's somewhat of a naive position for someone to say, I'm above that, I choose not to play. The key is, politics are very important, be good at it, and there's two primary factors of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Office politics, corporate politics. Number one, help people to look good. And number two, don't make people look bad. Don't attempt to get promoted at the expense of others.
Okay. Now, you mentioned many promotion facts in today's marketplace. So let's go over them and explain these to me. First of all, you will not be promoted because you deserve it.
Yeah. Truth is, we all think that we deserve it. I'm entitled to be promoted. I work hard. I'm the best. Well, guess what? You think that of yourself. I think that of myself. Everybody thinks that. So the people who are competing for that job, they think that they deserve it also. And you're not going to be promoted because somehow you've built up all these IOUs. You're going to be promoted based upon your current productivity as well as what you can bring to the table in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So don't lull yourself into complacency thinking that you deserve it, that you've already earned it.
Fewer opportunities out there these days?
Sure. With today's flattened organizations, the hierarchy has been redistributed. There are fewer management positions to be moved into. And frequently, as a position becomes open today, there's not a rush to fill it. Many times we're asking ourselves, do we really have to fill that position? How can we maintain productivity without doing that? And in reality, many times we have to assume the responsibilities of the new job and actually do it and build a track record before it will be made permanent.
Mm-hmm. You say potential doesn't count.
Nope. To use a gambling term, we are no longer promoting people on the come.
Mm-hmm.
We are promoting people based upon the fact, the reality, the proof of what they have done and what they can do. And we used to promote people because we thought they had the potential, allowing them to grow into the job. That's done.
Okay. The book is Getting Promoted. Harry Chambers, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.